Turn, if you will, tonight in your Bibles to James, first chapter. We're going to talk about temptation tonight. Had a guy tell me one time, I don't have any problem with temptation. I just go ahead and yield to it. And I'm not sure that's what the Lord wants us to do. But, you know, the old devil's out to trip us up. He's out to hurt your life or hurt others. And we have to watch for him all the time. And so let's look what the Bible says in verse 12 of James chapter 1. It said, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Let us be. Let us have a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your word. We thank you, Lord, for these that have come out tonight and the great day that you've given us. We just thank you for that. Lord, I just pray you'd bless us now as we study your word. And as we go out this week, Lord, may we tell someone about Jesus Christ. We give you praise, for it's in your precious name. The name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen. All right, as we look at how to resist temptation, the first thing I see in James, it says in James 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. First thing I see there is rejoice. Rejoice. Consider it a joyful thing, the Word of God says here. Have you ever considered when you're tempted of the devil that, you know, you're facing him head on? You're going head on with the devil there. And we ought to thank God because, you know, it means that we and are you and the devil are not walking in the same direction. The old boy that said, you know, I have no problem with sin, I just yield to it. They're going in the same direction. And if you're always butting heads with the devil, that means you're usually going against him, you see. And let me tell you, when you go towards God, the old devil, he's out there. Like I said, he doesn't love you. He wants to hurt you. He wants to hurt your life. And if we don't meet him head on, we're walking in the same direction. You're not tempted to sin because you're already his. The devil does not want to waste his time on somebody that's already his. He wants to trip your life up. He wants to hurt your testimony. And I believe we see that today in a lot of our Christian people's lives. They have met the devil head on. They've yielded to the temptation. He's tripped them up. He's run many a Christian's testimony in their life. But the Bible says here, rejoice. Be happy because you're facing temptation, because we can grow in our Christian character. Someone says, man, we need more character in our churches. Well, we've got a lot of characters in our churches, all right. I don't think they were talking about characters. They were talking about the strong part of a man's life or a woman's life, that true character. You know, the Bible says when you face temptations, it worketh patience in our life. And the more our faith is committed to Christ, the more we're committed to Christ, you find yourself tested many times. You find yourself tested. The testing in our life, the Bible says here, produces endurance. Endurance is power in your life to withstand the devil's onslaughts against your life. Have you ever thought about that? He's always coming head on. I don't know about you, but I can tell you in my life, I just about meet him every day somewhere down the line. Whether it's just there's all kinds of sins out there. There's all kinds of things that the devil likes to trip you up with. Now, you've got to watch out for him. He'll come to you in a very subtle manner. It may seem very harmless, and when he does come against you, but you have to see further than just right in front of your face. These things lead to many different things in our life. Now, the result is that you may be perfect and complete in Christ Jesus, lacking nothing. So as you're tempted, the Bible says, rejoice, my brethren, count it all joy, knowing that these trials in which you go through, temptations, will make you stronger in your life if you just resist those things. Now, complete. Satan tempts us. I believe many times to see how weak we are. And God allows so many times to show us just how strong that we are in Christ Jesus. I think about Job's life many times, how the devil came and said, Lord, have you, consider Job, you've protected him, you've watched over him, you just let me have him for a little while, let me sift him a little bit, and you know, he'll curse you. God said, okay, you can do that. But in all of that, Job was faithful to God. So I believe we need to rejoice in our trials when we fall into them. We have them all day long, seems like. And then we need to see, there's a verse of scripture that I love, verse 12:1. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, what? A living sacrifice. Oh man, let me tell you something, renounce. I think of renounce. Somebody said you want to keep these all ours, but rejoice and renounce. Once we realize that we make up our minds in life, our hearts and our minds ahead of time, that we're not going to serve the devil, man, we can renounce him. Make up your mind early in your life. I heard some testimonies. Joshua 24 is a verse of scripture I think about many times, preached on it many times. 15, it says, choose you this day whom you will serve, but me and my house, we're going to serve God. And I believe when you say you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, that is your total self. You commit your total self as a living sacrifice to God to renounce the things that are evil out there and to do what's right in your life. There's times in our life that we rededicate our life, our Christian life, to God. I pray that you did that during the revival. I know that I did. I just said, Lord, I want to draw closer to you this year. I want to be more like you this year than I've ever been before. And, we ought to do that. We ought to make up our mind to renounce the things of the world and to rejoice in the things of God. As an example, you know, we don't have problems with a lot of little sins, do we? You know, years ago, I chose in my life, early in my life, not to use alcohol. I don't have a problem with that. I think that's a good thing. I think we need to renounce that and just make up our minds early in life. I'm not going to do that. I don't use profanity. You know, I've been hurt. I've been done many things too, but I've never used profanity. I just don't think that's the godly thing to do. I choose to not do that. I never had smoked. I just don't, I chose not to do that at a young age, you see. I never will forget chewing tobacco. I did chew some tobacco one time. Boy, that stuff makes you sick. I chose not to do that either. I was picking tomatoes out in a tomato field about years ago, and this colored lady was with us, and she was picking tomatoes, and she had, I don't know if y'all remember, that old cannonball, that old you bite it off and chew it. And she said, hey, boy, you want some of this? And I thought, I'll take a little cheek of that, boy. It wasn't long before the sweat came pouring out. And she said, son, you look like you need to sit out in the shade. I told myself, never do that again. And I hadn't. But, you know, you choose to do these things in your life, and you don't have a problem with them. You know, years ago, I chose to follow God with my life. And years ago, Rhonda and I decided that we would tithe, you know, on everything that God had blessed us with. So you don't have a problem doing those things if you decide at an early time in your life. You know, it's sad for Christians who battle Satan every Sunday morning. Am I going to go to church this morning? Or am I going to stay home? No, that's not an option. When you commit your life to Christ, you have to renounce those other things, and you're going to be here because that is what you do. You set aside that day to worship God, to love God. You know, and then you don't give the devil room in those areas. Now, there's a lot of other areas. But years ago, I made a commitment, and Satan may still try to tempt you in your life, but his temptations have very little power when you've already given your life and, you know, to God. You don't have to worry about those things. Now, if you present your bodies a living sacrifice, you've already made up your mind, you see, that commits your body to purity and love and to God. So you don't have to worry about those things. That's how you resist the devil. And once you know, there was a song we used to sing many years ago, and I still hear it every once in a while, but it's, I have decided to follow Jesus. And I don't know exactly how it goes, but it says in there, no turning back, no turning back. And you decide in your mind, in your body, in your life, I am committing myself to Jesus Christ. I'm giving my life to Him. And then you remember, rejoice, renounce the world, and remember. In James 1:2, my brother, it says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. James tells us to count or consider it a joy in your life. Use our minds. So many people today run on emotions. You know what emotions are? You get up in the morning, and if you feel this way, fine. If you feel that way, it's a bad day, you know. And you let your emotions run your life instead of what you know. We know that God loves us. We know that God wants us to live a pure life. We need to remember those things in our mind and do those things that we know in life instead of letting our emotions take over. I hear so many people say, well, preacher, I ought to come today, but I felt, you know, you felt bad. And I just decided I better just stay home. Well, you know what? You're going to feel bad next Sunday too. Because the devil, he does that to us. You ever wonder why on Sunday you always feel bad and on Monday you're all right? It's because you're yielding to that emotion in your life. You come on. I made up my mind, if you know, if I'm not laying flat on my back in bed, throwing up and everything else, I'm going to be here. There's a lot of times I don't feel like coming. There's a lot of times I just say, oh, Lord, you know, I can't make it. But I come on. And it's amazing how when you decide to put God first and come on, how He gets you through that situation. And the next week, you don't have to worry about it. The devil won't use that again, I don't get. You know, in Genesis 3, Satan launches his full attack on Eve. How did he do it? In her mind. In her mind. Did God tell you not to eat? You see? He put that old question in her life. And he does the same thing to us. And we must meet him head on with our mind. And Eve did this. And she met him head on, and she didn't make it, did she? No, Jesus, when tempted, didn't debate the pros and cons with the devil. You can't debate the pros and cons with the devil. Don't give him that room in your mind. Just say, devil, the scripture says. The scripture says. And respond to him like Jesus did with scripture. And for every temptation of Satan, let me tell you, there is a scripture. That's the reason I said this morning, get into the Word. Get into, we have prayer groups here too. We have one going on. What, when y'all meet? Monday night, every Monday night? Pretty much every Monday night. And those, if you, you know, if you can't make it on Sunday morning to Sunday school, try that. You know, it's good to get these things and talk these things out with other Christians so you will know. You see, you grow from each other. You have to remember these things. Jesus said in the Word of God, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And something we must remember is the Word. We must have it in our heart, in our mind, because if the devil attacks us, it's good to refresh and remember the Word of God. And there's scripture that we can recall on. There's scripture that gives us strength and power in our life. Temptation, remember this, temptation is not a sin. So many people get tempted and they think, well, oh, the devil's tempted me, I failed, I might as well, you know, yield to it. No, that's not a sin. Look what the Word of God says. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. Temptation is not the sin. It's when you yield to that temptation. Listen, folks, we've got to remember, you're going to be tempted in life, but temptation doesn't have to be fatal for you. If you'll know God's Word and renounce Satan, and recall and remember the Word of God. Paul says, therefore let him who thinks he stands beware lest he falls. If you're not aware of these things, the old devil's going to trip you up. Don't rely on yourself to overcome the devil. Go to God. Go to God for your strength every time. And then do this. Run. I love the book of where Joseph, his life, talking about Joseph's life, when he met up with Potiphar's wife, and she wanted him, and you know what he did? He didn't hang around, brother. The Bible says he fled from that. He left so quick, she grabbed his coat and it come off of him, but he got out of there. Our problem is too many times we hang around. We stay too long. And we let that temptation become, that desire become real in our life. And then it gives birth to sin. And when sin is full grown, guess what? It leads to death. There's a broken fellowship in our life with God. You see, we've got to get away from that. I never will forget the little boy was stealing watermelons. And he was stealing watermelons out of a patch, and the pastor caught him, and he said, Johnny, you got to quit stealing them watermelons. And he said, well, preacher, when I walk by that watermelon, I see that watermelon out there, and I think about eating that watermelon, and the first thing you know, I'm out there picking that watermelon, and the next thing you know, I've stolen it and eaten it. And the pastor said, well, little Johnny, he said, you got to pass that watermelon patch every morning. You just can't do that. Go the other direction. And he says, preacher, I tried that. He said, I tried to go the other direction, but you know what? My mouth got the watering for that watermelon, and I just had to steal it. You know, we let our mind dwell on these things and think on these things, and the first thing you know, we've sinned, hadn't we? And then what do? If we don't run and flee from those things and we sin, the Bible says we need to return to God. Friends, the world is strong and we are weak. And Jesus knows that the devil is out there. He is real. He is strong. In the garden, he asked his disciples, he said, "Men, would you pray for me?" And you know what they did? They slept. They slept. And you know, I thought about that many times. Jesus asked us to do something for him, and we haven't done it. We sleep on the job many times. We do things that are against God. You know what? Does he discard us? No. Did he discard those disciples? No. He reused them. He reused them. He loved them. He loved them where they were at in life. And he kept on believing in those disciples. I think about John Mark. He quit Paul. He went on his way and Paul wrote him off. But another did not write him off. And later Paul says, you know, bring John Mark with you when you come, for he is useful to me. He took him back in and he reused them. You see, God reuses us. It is so good to know that when we fall short, and we're going to fall short, we're not going to be perfect. You can rejoice and you can renounce and you can run and remember, but you're going to fall short in life. And when we do, confess your sin to God. You know, I said God's Hall of Fame is made up of people that are at times were God's Hall of Shame. They sinned such a great sin. And yet, God didn't cast them away in the Old Testament or in the New Testament. He took them where they were at and reused them. You see, the devil, if we allow him to, will beat us up. He will beat us up, and he'll cause us to sit on the sideline, and we'll never be useful to God. God doesn't want you to be that way. God wants you to get back up and get back going on in the ministry for him. Billy Sunday failed many times, and he said this, "As long as I have a fist, I'll hit the devil. As long as I have feet, I'll kick him. As long as I have teeth, I'll bite him. And when my teeth is gone, I'll gum him to death." I'll lose some battles, but I'll win the war. I'll lose some battles, but I'll win the war. The Bible says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various temptations. Present your bodies a living sacrifice and remember to flee from the devil and return to Christ." Now, I said at the end of the revival, I would like to see this church filled with people when Brother Bob comes back. And you know what? The devil's not going to like that. To do that, we've got to get out there. We've got to get busy for God. We've got to keep on keeping on. We've got to remember where we come from and who's in charge of our lives and who's the strongest in this world. It's God. And folks, we just need to do what he says do. And if we'll do what he says do, then we'll see the victories won. And we'll see salvations. We'll see people come to know Jesus Christ. And we see our aisles full, and we'll see people all over this building. Next time. It was good to have so many here this morning. It's not good that they didn't come back. But don't criticize them. Lift them up in prayer and ask God to open their eyes to see that they need to be committed to God, for the devil's going to keep on tempting them to stay away. That's what's wrong with our lives today, a lack of commitment and faithfulness to God. And it starts in your life, making up your mind to commit yourself to God and giving your life 100% to him. And when you do that, you're not going to stay home. You're not going to stay home. You're going to come and you're going to rejoice in the presence of the Lord. I don't know about you, but you know, I love to hear God's music. I love to hear God's people. I love to hear the testimonies. You know, those things get us to overcome. Those things are like charging our batteries, you see. We get run down over the week. But oh, how good it is to come together with God's people and refresh ourselves in the Word of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this week we're going to go out into this world. And Lord, we're going to face the devil. We're going to face the temptations that he throws at us, but that's all right. The Word of God says, consider it joy. For we grow and endure, and we become stronger in our character. Lord, let us remember to renounce the old devil and to live for you. And Lord, where we fail you, let us confess our sins and get back up and go again. And God, if there's someone here tonight that needs to recommit their life to you or get saved or whatever decision they need to make, Lord, may they make that at this time. We give you praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.